Good morning and happy Sabbath to everyone again. Just a gorgeous Sabbath morning. If you are one that likes titles, my title for this message is How High and How Far. And with a Passover just around the corner, 3 days away, hard to believe we're there already. We've been probably diligently working to not just remove leaven out of our houses, but the sin out of our lives. And while we're doing that, you know, we're aware of the tremendous sacrifice that God the Father and Jesus Christ has made for us. We realize the pain and agony that Jesus suffered. It becomes a very, very solemn time of the year for us. It's a time that we have to reflect on that and just really appreciate what Jesus and God the Father did for us. One of the other things that I have contemplated was not just that part of it, but the fact that after this, what Jesus Christ did for us by paying the penalty for our sins, that we have come to understand how great what God did for us, what Jesus Christ did for us. We have looked forward to a life without sin, a life with our sin has been paid for. Now there are a couple of scriptures that help me to better understand what God's love is for us. They're both in Psalm 103. There's two verses that sound very poetic, something like a songwriter would write. Something like, "My love is higher than the highest mountain, deeper than the deepest sea." Or maybe some of you remember this one. "My love is higher than a mission bell. How deep? Deeper than a wishing well. How strong? Stronger than a magic spell. My love for you. My love is wider than the widest sea. How long? Longer than a memory. How sweet? Sweeter than a honey tree. My love for you." Now, somehow, I don't think that God's main interest in inspiring those scriptures was to be a poet, but more for the fact that he wanted us to get it. He wanted us to understand what it is and how great God's love is for us. Psalm 103, verse 11 says, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him." And in verse 12, it says, "As far as east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." In 1997, my wife Donna and I had an opportunity to do something that helped me to really appreciate these scriptures even more and to understand what I believe God wants us to get from them. What I'd like to do today is to explain what it is that I learned and what I think the message is that God has wants us to understand. In 1997, Hale-Bopp made its appearance in the heavens above our earth. How many people remember Hale-Bopp? Anybody? Just a couple? Okay. Well, Hale-Bopp was a comet, and it was a big deal. I can remember, and people wanted to go out and see this comet, and we did too. And in 1997, I had the opportunity to hunt on a farm in Berks County, Pennsylvania. It was owned by David Brown. Now, David Brown was the son of Mary Brown, who was the pianist for the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Worldwide Church of God. And David Brown was also the president of the Berks County Astronomy Club. And David Brown invited us to come up and watch Hale-Bopp as it went through our sky. Now, David asked me to bring up my binoculars so that we could get a look at Hale-Bopp with maybe some different perspective, because he had two telescopes. He had one that was store-bought. It was 3 feet long or 4 feet long. It was a nice, very nice telescope, powerful. He also had another telescope that he built himself. And as I remember, it was a 21-inch reflector. Very, very powerful telescope. So after we were up there oohing and aahing at Hale-Bopp for a while, David brought my attention over, way over on the horizon of this bright star. It's really a lot brighter than the other stars around it. So he had me look at it through my binoculars, and in fact, it was really bright. I mean, it was a very bright star. Then he put his store-bought telescope on it, focused it on the star, and I realized that this star wasn't really a star. It was a group of stars, a group of three stars, and one was definitely brighter than the other. Then he put his 21-inch reflector telescope on it, and now when I looked at it, it's very intriguing. This star also wasn't a star. It was a whole group of stars, and the only thing that I could think of that it reminded me of, made me think of, was a nonpareil candy. And I'm not even sure how many people know what nonpareil candies are, because they're not big, one of the big favorites. But it's a black disc or a dark disc of chocolate with all these white dots on it. And I actually have some of them for after services if you want to see how good they taste too. Anyway, so David told me that this galaxy, it was a galaxy, not a star, this galaxy told me what the name of it was, and I don't remember it. And he told me how far away it was. I don't remember that either. So what I did do, I checked online, and as of 2026, this year, the farthest galaxy away from the Earth is designated as capital M, small zero, capital M, dash, small z, 1-4, and it's approximately 33.8 billion, with a B, light years away. That's a long way. And to know how far that is exactly, a light year is 5.88 trillion with a T miles. So if you multiply 5.88 trillion times 3.8 billion, you're going to get a really big number. And that's how. And that's all they know. They can't tell any further past that. That's how great, that's how high God's mercy is for us. God's mercy really has no limits. Well, in verse 12 of Psalm 103, it says, as far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west, So far has God removed our transgressions from us. Now, it might just be me, but the question that originally popped into my mind is why east and west? Why not north and south? Well, bear with me for a couple minutes here and go for a little trip with me. We're going to start here in Bethlehem, Georgia, and we're going to go north. Due north. I'm going to stay right on line. We're not going to deviate. And we're going to go possibly through a little bit of South Carolina, some North Carolina, Tennessee, possibly even hit the southwest tip of Virginia. Then we're going to go hit into Kentucky. We may even hit West Virginia, but I'm sure we're going to hit Ohio. And then we're going to go possibly again, because of the Earth's surface, we may hit eastern Michigan and cross the Great Lakes into Ontario, and we're going to go up. I'm going to stay right on line. We're going to head right for the North Pole. And when we get there, we can rest for a minute, and we can take, staying on the same line, we take another step, and we're going south. In fact, once we get to the North Pole, no matter which way we turn, we're going south. So let's come back to Bethlehem. This time we're going to go east. We'll go east, and we're going to go through North Carolina, South Carolina, and then we're going to go across the Atlantic Ocean, and we're going to hit the northern part of Africa. We're going to hit, I think, Algeria and Tunisia and some of the countries on top of Africa. We're going to go across a little bit of the Mediterranean Sea. We may even hit Israel on the way through. And we'll hit Iraq and Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, northern India, and then we're going to end up in the vast southern Asia. And we're going to go through southern Asia. And then we're going to get back to the water. And here we're going to have, I think we're going to miss southern Japan, southern tip of Japan. But when we come back to the United States, we're probably going to land around south of L.A. I'm going to go across Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and end up back over the Gulf states, and then we're going to come back here to Bethlehem, Georgia. Now, the next step we take, we're still going east. And we can go around and around and around the globe, staying on that straight and narrow path, and we're still going to be going east. The only way that we're going to go west is if we turn and go the other way. Like, if we stay on the straight and narrow path of righteousness and repentance, we will never, never have to visit our sins again. But we will continue to go forward, never having to deal with those sins again. So this year, after Days of Unleavened Bread, just stop and reflect and realize how great, how loving our God is, how merciful He is, higher than the heavens, which we don't even know how far they go. But it's a long, long ways. I should have counted the numbers, but I didn't have a calculator that has in it that much space. And with all that mercy and love, He moves our transgressions as far as east is from the west. Have a great Sabbath.